It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the MD's Fantasy Football Show with Dan Mader, giving you the X's and O's of all things fantasy.
We finally get an awesome Monday night game, guys. We get the Philly.
Not a New York team, thank God.
Not a New York team. Not a New York team at all in prime time this week. That's a miracle in and of itself. We got the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. Philly going into Kansas City. Both teams coming off of bye, no less. So you have time to prepare. We have two of the top team right now in the AFC versus the top team right now in the NFC. All systems a go, but Dallas Goedert is not. He is going to be out with that forearm injury for at least a few more weeks. Keep that in mind. So in this matchup, it is in Kansas City. They are favored at -3, the over-under at 46.5. Chase, is Taylor Swift going to be there?
She should be, but I don't know. I mean, she's got a lot of work going on. She's got a lot on her plate lately. This is
literally the only reason I keep you on the show. So, you know, you tell me when Taylor Swift.
You're our Swiftie update, man. Come on.
Jeez Louise.
Is she going to be in the stadium or not?
I'm still going to take Kansas City because they're 6-3 against the spread, and I do like them at home in this game. I just think Andy Reid gets a little more revenge on his home team.
Kansas City. If she plans to bring her parents, nonetheless. Not only just be there.
Oh, he's got to meet mom and dad. Well, he's going to be so psyched up.
I listened to the Kelsey podcast during work today. He met their parents last weekend.
And on Twitter, they caught the picture where Papa Swift was wearing the Kansas City Chief lanyard. So, yeah.
Did you see her finish her concert and run stage left to give him a giant?
I think I actually did hear about that on the preview, though.
Yeah.
Wedding bells during the Super Bowl. Anyway, let's get back to actual football here. So, yeah, I am taking Kansas City -3. I am taking over the 46.5. I'm going that there's going to be points in this freaking Monday night game. I like it. All right. Anyway, so Jalen Hurts is my QB1 overall. Got some interesting prop bets when it comes to Jalen Hurts. So he's been over his passing yards mark of 237.5 six of the last seven games. I am sticking with that trend. I am also sticking with the trend of over his passing touchdown mark of 1.5 in four of his last six games. Obviously, if I'm hitting the over, I think points are going to get scored. Here's what I'm staying away from. The 33.5 rushing yards. They can downplay that knee injury all they want to. Jalen Hurts is not 100% right now, especially when it comes to his legs. I am not taking the over at 33.5 rushing yards. Now, he can still get you a rushing touchdown because the brotherly shove will still be in effect if they get into that situation. But I am not going to take him running around all over the field. Patrick Mahomes, in his case, he's got a 300.5 passing yard mark. Can't touch it. Over under hasn't been there. 2.5 passing touchdown mark. Can't touch that either. It's kind of been a problem with the Kansas City Chiefs. Adam, help me out here. They had the bye week. It's Andy Reid, notorious for great corrections during the bye. You're playing the Philadelphia Eagles, who have been a great matchup. In fact, they've allowed the fourth most fantasy points to the quarterbacks. Furthermore, they play a heavy zone, which Patrick Mahomes has been known to dominate zone coverage teams. Do we see Patrick Mahomes look like Patrick Mahomes this week?
I sure hope so, and I am confident that they're going to be a little bit better coming out of the bye. I think a big winner of this, at least hopefully, maybe I'm just making myself think this because I want it so bad, is that we can finally see a real jump with Rashee Rice.
Yes.
Given the bye, given some self-scout from Andy Reid. Because I
think he lasts like they did Brilliant Edwards, so he would stop dropping the ball, because I think that's what needs to happen.
whatever they need to do, I feel like Andy Reid has been with those receivers that deal with a little bit of drops, and you just kind of live with it because the production otherwise is so great. Reid's had those guys before. I think he knows the, you know, how it works. So I would think that you'll see a little additional creativity. But I also think you might see that on the Philadelphia side a little bit, which is the scary part, that they may prepare a little bit. You see teams that are traditionally more zone dependent, like my Colts, switch the whole damn thing up every time they play the Chiefs. Gus Bradley will run 100% man against the Chiefs and then sit back in zone the rest of the season. And
that's
I
fair.
Wouldn't be that shocked if the Eagles, with 10-plus days to plan for it, did similar.
That's fair. It would be interesting to see how that matchup goes down. I always look for opportunities to tear down the ECR, because that's kind of what I'm about on this show, frankly, is going against my compadres there. And the fact that they have Patrick Mahomes number one overall, not Jalen Hurts, this is like blasphemous to me. Come on. Are we watching this season or what? Like, give me a break. Like, let's get real. Now, having said that, I have Patrick Mahomes number three, but I just wanted to get out there. And I had Jalen Hurts in number one. I'm just saying. Anyway, DeAndre Swift, we're firing him up as the top 12 running back. Isaiah Pacheco, low-end running back two against this Philadelphia defense. Has been tough against the run, and his usage has been inconsistent. A.J. Brown, next to Tyreek Hill, has been one of the best wide receivers in the league. I do have him at four, though, this week. Chiefs been a tough matchup, but that shouldn't stop him from being a top five wide receiver. Chris, let's talk a little Devonta Smith. Got him at wide receiver 11. No Dallas Goedert. Last year, he was the wide receiver 10 from weeks 11 through 15 when Goedert was out during the season. Is this Devonta Smith time now?
Yeah, I think it's Devonta Smith time. I don't know if I have him in top 11, but I do think you're going to continue to see him be more involved, especially with Dallas Goedert out. You're not really seeing anybody else was stepping up in his offense in the passing attack. So I think Devonta Smith already been kind of getting back on track as of late before the bye. I think it's going to continue to happen. A.J. Brown's not going to get a $125 every week. So eventually Devonta Smith will start getting some of his more touches. And I think he's definitely on the upside.
A.J. Brown's going to $125 every week because I have him on my team and I need that to happen very desperately. Rashee Rice is a wide receiver 3 this week. Travis Kelce, a tight end 1. You guys got any other one knows you want to jump in here on our last matchup?
Just a real interesting thing with the A.J. Brown thing you're talking about. McDuffie's been really tough versus number one, you know, receivers this entire season. We saw the unstoppable Tyreek Hill not have an unstoppable game. So it's going to be really interesting to see what A.J. Brown does this week.
Yeah, it will be. It will be. And it's really interesting to see, too, because, Chris, to your point, like Tyreek Hill didn't have the big game. A.J. Brown, we'll see what he does. Very different body types, too, right? So, like, McDuffie, if he can prove it, he can do it against Hill and prove it, he can do it against A.J. Brown, then he has the, you know, a really wide range that we can trust him on. So it is an interesting matchup from that standpoint. Brown, just
I'm interested to see a couple things. I'm interested, like you said, Jalen Hurts won't be running all over the place, but he did run all over the place against them in the Super Bowl. Those rushing yards, I would think, go somewhere.
Didn't have a bang.
They didn't have DeAndre Swift last season. I'm interested to see what DeAndre Swift can do in this game and how they want to use him in this game. I think he takes the place of what they were getting on the ground from Hurts in that game in the Super Bowl last year. But then, you know, on top of that, then Rashee Rice, you know, like to Adam's point, I guess I'm hopeful too, like you said, after the bye week, after some self-scout, hopefully he has looked so much better than anybody else they have as an actual receiver. And remember, again, in the Super Bowl, Travis Kelce was Travis Kelce catching all six of his targets there and a touchdown. But Juju Smith-Schuster, who last year had established himself as their top receiver, such as it was, had a nice game in the Super Bowl as well against this same, you know, team. Rashee Rice is by far, in my opinion, watching this team, is by far their most talented and best wide receiver. If they use him as such, there's no reason he can't have a great game too, especially against the Philadelphia Eagles team. That's a great matchup for the wide receiver.
Well, we had Chiefs, what he has going for him is that we've seen Washington light up his defense twice. Well, Eric Bieniemy is from the Kansas City coaching tree, so
right there you go. Yeah. Yeah. No, or I'm excited to see those two guys play.
Or we'll just see Mecole Hardman for absolutely no reason. No, I'm just kidding. I don't even want
better flipping now or MVS because we have to keep watching him play football week after week.
I'm just kidding. I don't want to put that out in the universe. I want to see a good Monday night.
Albert Aquibinum. Do we get an Albert O sighting because they need a pass catching tight end and Jack Stoll and Grant Calcaterra are not it.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to talk about the Titans because fantasy-wise, it's really not all that relevant. But I think what you're going to see is probably a three-man carousel at the tight end position. Jack Stoll is going to get most of the work because I think they're going to just go for the blocking type tight end. I think in third down, longs, two-minute drill, you're going to see Alberto. And Chris brings up an excellent point. So last year when Dallas Goedert was out, the Eagles went heavy three receiver sets. Now, then it was Quez Watkins. This year will be Julio Jones. I think they'll probably use him as a quarterback.
Because Quez Watkins hasn't shown anything.
Quez Watkins is done for the year. That's why he hasn't.
He hadn't shown anything beforehand either. They weren't using him. They hadn't used their third wide receiver all year.
Let's end on this question here from Chaka. Would you trade Devon Achane and Sutton for Swift and Devonta Smith? Yes, 100 times yes. Are we all in agreement there?
Yep.
Yeah, I think we are. All right, that's going to do it for the show today, guys. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel if you have not done so. Hit the bell notification so you get notified whenever we have new content available to you. And download us on your favorite podcast app to stay up to date with the show when you're on the go. I should have done this earlier, but I'll do it now. We have our sponsor, Wolf Spreads app. Make sure you download the Wolf Spreads app for free. And if you enter our contest, which you can get on our social media feed at BillyUpMDFF Show, or you can go into our description and either our podcast or our YouTube channel. You can click that link, join for free, bet $2,000 of fake money, maximize your profits, and you could win a $25 gift card to Amazon. So make sure you guys go ahead and hit that up. We will not have a show tomorrow night with Brian Scott. We will be posting our injury updates and our fantasy analysis on social media at Dan Mader FF and at Belly Up MDFF Show. We will have a show Sunday night, Heroes and Zeros, with Chase, and Adam doesn't know this yet, but it's going to be Adam too. guys, we're going to see you again next week. Everybody, good luck this weekend and be safe.